That song actually was a, yeah, it was part of the New Orleans thing. And a lot of that I actually felt like was inspired a little bit by the craziness that was going on around us. Brian was going through a lot. Bill had already left. It felt like people were just losing it. You know, like the pressure, I don't know if it was the pressure of making my second record, being a part of it, being so close to success that you have to like sabotage it, that kind of thing. It just felt like people's heads were blown off a little bit. And then you compound that with the O.J. Simpson trial in the middle of it. He gets off. All of New Orleans is out in the streets. It felt a little bit kooky, like a little frenetic. And it was funny because Bill had come in and he had dyed his hair platinum. You know, this middle-aged guy. It just felt like everywhere you looked, there were signs of people that were kind of a little bit crumbling, you know. And Madonna had made the sex book, and it was, you know, squatting over cameras, and it just was like, you know, explosion. So that song was just sort of a montage of observations of people just losing it a little bit, you know. There's a Ouija board in it, and there's what was his name, Meeks?
Joe Meeks.
Yeah, there was an interview or an article about him. Did he kill himself or something?
Yeah, I guess he took a shotgun and pulled the trigger, and they said when they found him, it was like his whole head had blown off, and it looked like a burnt out candle or something, the wick of a burnt out candle.
Listen, nothing is safe from us writing about us.
That song has to be one of the most enjoyable and unorthodox songwriting session that I think we've ever had. I think Cheryl had the chorus idea, and it was just like, well, okay, what are the verses? And then she just sort of playfully said, hey, you know, I think we had like all these, we used to get all these
magazines. We used to get TV magazines and science magazines and fake news, and we would
coffee
just pull
table
from
books
everything.
And just put them out on a coffee table, and then just like, you know, you need lyrics, just like open up one of these books. And
you'd always find an interesting line. And some of the best lines came out of TV Guide.
Yeah.
we started a song called Sweet Rosalind that started with the line, slapping leather was devised during a wild time in her life. And it's basically about, I mean, who knows, slapping leather, what is that? So it just sounded so interesting. It's like, okay, hit it. Here we go, you know.
That was actually, I think it was from, it wasn't from a TV guide, but I think it was from like
an S&M magazine.
S&M magazine. And it was about this housewife, like an ordinary housewife who had this sort of double life, and to make a little extra money because maybe, you know, they were running a little short, she would go out and be this dominatrix. And so I think we were just throwing these things around, and then it's like, hey, yeah, it's this housewife stripper dominatrix, you know, why not write a song about her?